He was actually thought to be dead in recent years, James Ford Seale. That is, until the victim's brother joined with a television producer to look for more information on the case. The brother, Thomas Moore, was 20 when his 19-year-old brother, Charlie, was killed along with Henry D. And today, Thomas Moore told us that he still feels guilty.
You just feel that if I had been there, I could have did something. So it's the beginning of a closure for me. It helped me get some demons off of my back.
This is one of several cold cases from the civil rights era to make its way only in recent years to federal court. Here's reporter Karen Grigsby Bates.
Charles Moore and Henry D. disappeared one hot afternoon in the Mississippi countryside after stopping for ice cream at a roadside stand. The next time their relatives saw the 19-year-olds, they were in pieces. Ironically, a clutch of divers came across the boys' torsos, weighted down with automobile parts during the well-publicized search for the bodies of three civil rights workers in Philadelphia, Mississippi. It was 1964. Mark Potok is director of the Intelligence Project at the Southern Poverty Law Center. He says the Seale case may represent a closing chapter in a dark era.
Amongst the better-known murders of the civil rights era, this is very nearly the end. There's really one major case possibly outstanding, the case of Emmett Till.
It's important to put the time when Moore and Dee died in context. The Freedom Summer of 1964 had brought scores of students from around the country into the Deep South to highlight the racial disparities there. Predictably, some locals reacted with violence.
You know, there was a race war going on at that time, and it really was not possible for a black person in Mississippi to get justice. It simply didn't happen.
Donna Ladd is a reporter for the Jackson Free Press. She followed as Thomas Moore tried to track down his brother's killer. They got help along the way from many people in the state who remembered bits and pieces of events surrounding the murders, and slowly the puzzle fell into place.
It's frustrating to be from a state where so many of these cases languish for so long, and to have watched so many people not try to do anything about it. And so now that the fact that we got this opportunity to kind of participate in this kind of search for justice for a fellow Mississippian was really important to us.
Even today, Ladd says, some Mississippians resist delving into the past because so much progress has been made in the present. The state has gone from intimidating, even killing blacks attempting to vote, to electing many black politicians. Ladd says residents have to confront the state's violent past in order to overcome it.
It's like the elephant in the room that we don't want to talk about because we've been told over and over again that just leave it in the past because it's too painful. And what we find is that it's too painful to leave it in the past.
Charles Moore and Henry D. may both finally receive the justice their families had hoped for more than four decades. But, says SPLC's Mark Potok, there are other families throughout the South who will always wonder where their murdered loved ones lie.
They say, when the Archangel Gabriel blows his trumpet, so many bodies, so many black bodies will rise up out of the rivers of the South, that you'll be able to walk across dry-footed. And, while that's certainly an exaggeration, I think the sad reality is that these cases are the tip of the iceberg.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.